And it starts with the Father. What does the Father do? The Father chooses. The Father exercises his free will and elects some, and he chooses not to elect all. He chooses to pass by some as well. If you've been here for the past 4 weeks, one of the things that it should be obvious to you is the use of Scripture. How often Scripture is the foundation of whatever the statement is. Look at the setup or the layout that we have here in Articles 9 and 10. There's a statement made, and then Scripture is pointed to as the foundation of that. So number one, this is based on biblical exposition. Secondly, the beginning, the first focus was on God, on the justice of God, on the mercy of God, on the gospel, and on the glory of God. And so the purpose and the focus of all things is the glory of God. And so it emphasizes that. When it comes to man in Article 3, that man is responsible for sin. He is guilty. But also, Article 4 said, but God in his mercy is responsible for salvation. In a sense, we contribute our sin, and God is the one who gives salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Last week, we looked at Article 7 and 8, and in particular, Article 7, focusing on what is election. We made the statement that if you are a biblical Christian, you believe in election. Why? Because the Bible uses the word. If you believe the Bible, then you believe that there is such a thing as election, because the Bible speaks of God's choosing. And so, therefore, the challenge is, what is the definition? There are very many different definitions of election, and so Article 7 lays out what we believe is a biblical definition. And then Article 8 focused on the one election to grace and glory, and I like that summary. Election is to grace and to the glory of God. So now we come to Article 9, and Article 9 here that we just recited is the basis for election. And notice it starts off with a negative, what it's not based upon. And if you notice that, this election was not founded upon faith foreseen or foreseen faith. This is what those who came to the synod complaining that they wanted to be able to teach this, that God chooses based on what God would see you to do in the future, and so therefore he chose you. So the ultimate determiner of your election is not God, but ultimately you, man. Man chooses God, and then God chooses man because man chooses God. Now, the desire there is to maintain the free will of man. That's the concern. And the challenge that we face is that we do understand that man freely chooses to do what delights his heart at all times. Experientially, we choose and we make choices all the time. We don't deny that. But the Arminian argument is, well, I experience that. That is real to me. And so that is a non-negotiable point of doctrine. I believe that I have a free will and I freely choose, and I can show you. See, I raised my hand right now. I chose to do that. No, I just chose to do that, and on and on and on. So mankind freely chooses. Man has a free will. Well, man does freely choose, but according to Scripture, he chooses according to the delight of his heart. So what is the Bible? What does God say about our hearts? Our hearts are exceedingly wicked. God evaluates the hearts of man, and he says they are only evil all the day. Out of the heart, Jesus says, proceeds all of these sins. Separated from God in Adam, we don't choose God. As a matter of fact, Paul writes in Romans, no one seeks God. Romans chapter 3, there is none good, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is no one who seeks God. And he goes on. And so salvation is that God seeks us. Praise God for his grace. One author writes, election is not the fruit of faith, but faith is the fruit of election. It's because the Father chose. Notice it says in Article 9, men are chosen to faith and to obedience of faith, holiness, and election. And so election is the fountain of every saving good. In other words, God the Father saved us from eternity when he chose us. Praise God for his grace. Article 10 goes on to say, what is its basis? It is based on the sovereign good pleasure of God. Notice Article 10. The good pleasure of God is the sole source of this gracious election, which does not consist herein in all, that out of all possible qualities and actions of men, God has chosen some as a condition of election. It isn't that he looked and he saw and he said, well, you're pretty good, and so I'm going to choose you, and you're going to believe in me, so I'm going to choose you, and there's something good about you. No, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were dead in trespasses and sins, like Lazarus, Jesus says to Lazarus, what? Lazarus, come forth. The dead were raised, so are we raised. It is the good pleasure of God as the sole source of our gracious election. I'd like to close with just a quote out of the Belgian Confession, Article 16, on eternal election. We believe that out of the posterity of Adam, being thus fallen in perdition and ruin by the sin of our first parents, God then did manifest himself such as he is, that is to say, merciful and just. Merciful, since he delivers and counsels of mere goodness, has elected in Christ Jesus our Lord without any respect to their works. Just, in leaving others in the fall and perdition wherein they have involved themselves. And so we do believe that man chooses and there are consequences to that choice. But we also believe that God chooses, and there are consequences to that choice as well. Why do we believe this? Because the Bible teaches that, because God teaches us that. We hold it because it is true according to God. Amen? Amen.